Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into From Silk to Silicon by Jeffrey E. Garton. This compelling narrative unfolds the groundbreaking journeys of 10 pivotal figures who have dramatically transformed the landscape of the global economy, linking distant corners of the world through their singular visions. From the strategic conquests of Genghis Khan to the digital revolution spearheaded by Andrew Grove, this book weaves the tapestry of human ingenuity and relentless ambition across the ages. Jeffrey E. Garton, with his rich background in global economic policy and academia, draws from his experiences in both governmental and educational sectors to present these histories. Serving under 4 U.S. administrations and currently teaching at the Yale School of Management, Garton brings unparalleled insight into the mechanics of global economic development and the characters who have driven it forward. From Silk to Silicon is not just a history book. It's a source of inspiration and a testament to the power of visionary thinking and enduring legacy. It serves as a beacon for history buffs, political science and economic students, and anyone yearning to make a substantial impact on the world. Through the chronicles of these 10 individuals, Garton illuminates the paths of innovation and domination, revealing how their lives have sketched the blueprint for the modern, interconnected world economy we navigate today. Join us as we explore these captivating stories that stitch the past to the present, illustrating how from silk to silicon, the quest for progress has continually reshaped the globe. From Silk to Silicon, the story of globalization through 10 extraordinary lives. Introduction: Discover the architects of our world, from conquerors to tycoons. The tapestry of human civilization is a complex one, woven over millennia by extraordinary figures whose ambitions extended far beyond their homelands. These were the architects who shaped the contours of the global stage, setting the foundations for the interconnected world we inhabit today. From the formidable Genghis Khan to the business behemoths like John D. Rockefeller and the covert influence of the Rothschild banking dynasty, each played a pivotal role in crafting the systems underpinning our societies. In a journey through time, we delve deep into the lives of these titans of history, exploring the global financial empire forged by the British East India Company, and unveiling how, despite their brute force or cunning economic strategies, these titans also paved the way for prosperity and progress. Amidst tales of conquest and corporate power plays, a narrative unfolds of how their legacies contributed to shaping a world where economies and cultures became ever more tightly interwoven. In this exploration, we will uncover the staggering might of a bank that eclipsed all of today's banking giants combined, the paradoxical truth that even the most ruthless of conquerors and shrewd politicians have been catalysts for advancement and well-being, the ascension of China, tracing its journey from a historical power to its resurgence as a formidable global force, challenging the United States for economic supremacy. Step into the past to understand the forces and figures that have molded the economic landscape of our planet and discover the intricate interplay of power, ambition, and ingenuity that has driven humanity to become a global community. Part 1. Genghis Khan, the brutal architect of globalization's first golden age. Imagine a world where one ruler's ambition knits together vast stretches of the earth, sowing the seeds of the first age of globalization. This is the legacy of Temujin, better known as Genghis Khan, whose reign in the 12th and 13th centuries left an indelible mark on history. Under his iron fist, the Mongolian Empire expanded to encompass nearly one-fifth of the world's landmass, a feat unheard of at the time. But Genghis Khan's path to empire building was forged in bloodshed. Unlike other rulers of his era, who might have offered the vanquished a chance to live under new governance, Khan's method was uncompromising. He believed in breaking the back of resistance by decimating populations, ensuring that no whisper of rebellion could rise from the ashes. This fear tactic was chillingly effective. Tales of his ruthlessness spread far and wide, with many believing he would not hesitate to eliminate any obstacle to his ambitions, no matter how small. Yet, amidst this brutality, Genghis Khan was laying the groundwork for unprecedented connectivity. He turned his attention to the Silk Road, the legendary trade route that spanned from East Asia to Europe, breathing new life into this artery of commerce and communication. This was not merely a pursuit of wealth. It was a strategic move to bind his vast territories together. By revitalizing the Silk Road, Khan facilitated a melting pot of cultures, innovations, and ideas across his empire. Trading posts sprang up along the route, becoming hubs of information exchange that bolstered his military might with a fusion of Mongol, Islamic, and Chinese tactics. But perhaps Khan's most enduring contribution to the fabric of his empire was his commitment to religious freedom and the dismantling of entrenched social hierarchies. He championed meritocracy over birthright, ensuring that positions of power could be occupied by the educated and skilled, regardless of their lineage. In doing so, Genghis Khan not only expanded his empire but also fostered an environment where knowledge and innovation could flourish. Through the lens of modern sensibilities, the dichotomy of Khan's legacy is stark: a conqueror whose empire-building tactics were merciless, yet whose policies laid the foundations for a burgeoning era of globalization. Part 2. Prince Henry, the navigator who charted new lands and launched the slave trade. In the 15th century, a figure emerged in Portugal who would forever alter the course of global exploration and, regrettably, initiate one of history's darkest chapters. Prince Henry of Portugal, known to history as the Navigator, straddled the worlds of discovery and despair. From 1394 to 1460, his ceaseless quest for knowledge drove European ships to the edges of the known world and beyond, uncovering new territories and wealth. However, Prince Henry's ventures were not solely acts of curiosity. His early years were marked by military endeavors, including the capture of the Moroccan trading hub of Ceuta in 1415. Yet, his martial ambitions met with formidable resistance elsewhere, particularly in his failed conquest of Tangier, where his forces were repelled and his brother Fernando was captured. The turning point in Prince Henry's story came with his pivot towards exploration. Eschewing further military conquests after his setbacks, he set his sights on the uncharted waters of the African coast. One of his audacious orders, to sail past Cape Boja d'Or, a point believed by sailors at the time to be the edge of the world, unlocked new maritime routes and a bounty of geographic knowledge. This spirit of exploration laid the groundwork for the likes of Columbus and Vasco da Gama, revolutionizing sea travel and global trade. Yet, Prince Henry's legacy is deeply tarnished by his initiation of the transatlantic slave trade. His expeditions had not been lucrative, and in a desperate bid to fund further explorations, he turned to a nefarious source of income, slavery. Under his directive, Portugal began the mass importation of African slaves, marking the commencement of a grim and despicable trade that would thrive for centuries. This reprehensible aspect of his endeavors, which resulted in the enslavement of approximately 15,000 to 20,000 Africans, casts a long shadow over his contributions to maritime exploration and global connectivity. Thus, Prince Henry, the navigator, lives on in history, a figure of contrasts whose drive for discovery opened new horizons for humanity, even as it ushered in an era of unspeakable inhumanity. Part 3. The Rise and Reign of the British East India Company, an empire within an empire. In the annals of history, few entities have wielded power and influence on the scale of the British East India Company. Known in its prime simply as the Company, its name was synonymous with an almost sovereign authority, rivaling the British government itself in wealth and power. Among the architects of its ascension, Sir Robert Clive stands out as a pivotal figure whose actions would forever change the landscape of the Indian subcontinent. The tale of India's colonization is complex, woven through with the struggles for supremacy among French, Indian, and British forces. It was within this tempest that a young Robert Clive arrived in India in 1744, laden with debt and personal turmoil but destined for greatness. Clive's transformation from a troubled youth to a formidable figure in British military and administrative history is nothing short of remarkable. Through strategic brilliance and a series of daring victories, notably at the battles of Arcot and Passy, Clive not only secured British dominance in the region, but also amassed considerable wealth, largely at the expense of the Indian populace. His victories granted the East India Company unprecedented control over vast territories, laying the groundwork for an era of British rule that would last until the mid-20th century. The British East India Company, under Clive's stewardship and beyond, evolved into an entity of extraordinary might. It levied taxes, commanded an army larger than those of many nations, and exerted control over major trade routes and ports. Its influence permeated every aspect of British and Indian economic life, generating immense profits for British shareholders while orchestrating the administration of an entire subcontinent. However, the company's power did not go unchecked. By the mid-18th century, its vast wealth and autonomous operations caused alarm in Britain. The British Parliament, apprehensive of the company's semi-independent stature, intervened through legislative acts to assert royal sovereignty, thus reining in the sprawling empire the company had built. This narrative underscores the British East India Company's extraordinary journey from a commercial entity to a potent political force, embodying an imperial power within the British Empire. Its legacy, marked by both economic ingenuity and controversial dominion, illustrates the complex interplay between commerce and empire, ambition and governance, in the shaping of global history. Part 4. Rothschilds and the Revolution in Banking. Cyrus Field's Leap in Global Communication. In the intricate dance of global finance and communication, few figures stand as prominently as the Rothschild family and Cyrus Field. Their contributions, though arising from wholly different spheres, banking and telecommunication, left indelible marks on the world, reshaping how nations interact, finance develops, and information is exchanged across continents. Mayer Amschel Rothschild, establishing his banking enterprise in Frankfurt during the mid-18th century, laid the cornerstone for what would become an unparalleled financial empire. The Rothschild Bank, under the stewardship of Mayer and his descendants, transcended national boundaries, boasting a presence in major capitals across Europe. Their influence was not confined to mere finance. The Rothschilds became central figures in funding pivotal moments and megaprojects in history. From underwriting wars to bankrolling the infrastructural backbone of modernization, railways and metalled roads, their financial clout was unmatched, weaving their narrative firmly into the fabric of European development. Parallel to the Rothschild saga, another revolution was unfolding that would bridge the vast Atlantic, bringing continents closer than ever before, thanks to Cyrus Field and his indomitable vision. The laying of the transatlantic cable was an endeavor fraught with challenges that seemed insurmountable. Over 13 painstaking years, Field and his team battled the elements, technological setbacks, and waning investor confidence to connect two worlds. The successful completion of this project in 1866 heralded a new era of communication. Instantaneous messaging across the Atlantic revolutionized international discourse, shrinking the world in a way that was previously unimaginable. In their respective arenas, Rothschild and Field catalyzed changes that are foundational to the modern global landscape. The Rothschild Bank's tentacles of influence stretched across European powers, quietly dictating the pulse of economies and politics, while Field's transatlantic cable wove a thread of instant connectivity that would eventually blanket the globe. These milestones underscore a period of remarkable transformations, where ambition and innovation accelerated the pace of global integration, laying groundwork for the interconnected world we navigate today. Part 5. John D. Rockefeller and Jean Monnet, Pioneers of the American Dream and European Unity. John D. Rockefeller is a name synonymous with extraordinary wealth and major philanthropic ventures. More than just a magnate, Rockefeller epitomized the dual roles of a ruthless entrepreneur and a beneficent philanthropist. Through his leadership, Standard Oil didn't just dominate the U.S. oil industry, it revolutionized workplace norms by valuing a balance between work and family for its employees, an avant-garde concept at the time. However, Standard Oil's aggressive strategies eventually led to its fragmentation, mandated by the government to curb its overpowering influence. Yet, its legacy lives on through its successor entities, which remain titans in the global oil sector. Beyond the realm of oil, Rockefeller's humanitarian spirit ignited transformative change through the funding of pivotal medical research, contributing to the fight against diseases like pneumonia and typhoid fever. His visionary approach in both business and philanthropy left an indelible imprint on society, showcasing the profound impact of uniting commercial success with altruistic endeavors. Across the ocean, amidst the complexities of European geopolitics, Jean Monnet, a French political economist with a humble beginning in the cognac trade, embarked on a mission that would lay the groundwork for modern European unity. Monet's cosmopolitan upbringing and his invaluable contributions during the First World War as a facilitator of international trade set the stage for his lifelong commitment to transcending national divides. Without holding any official political seat, Monet's strategic vision and relentless advocacy for supranational cooperation framed the architecture of post-war Europe. His instrumental role in founding the European Coal and Steel Community, ECSC, in 1951, which later evolved into the European Union, not only paved the path toward economic integration, but also heralded an unprecedented era of peace and prosperity for the continent. These two titans, John D. Rockefeller and Jean Monnet, though operating in vastly different spheres and continents, share the legacy of having engineered monumental shifts in their respective domains. Rockefeller, through his innovative business models and philanthropic efforts, transformed American industry and public health, while Monet's visionary pursuit of European unity has made a lasting contribution to peace and cooperation across the continent. Their stories remind us of the transformative power of visionary leadership and the indomitable spirit of human enterprise. Part 6, The Iron Lady's Legacy, Revolutionizing British Markets at a Steep Price. Margaret Thatcher, Britain's Iron Lady, stands as one of the most pivotal and polarizing figures in the nation's history. Thrust into the spotlight as the country's first female prime minister from 1979 to 1990, Thatcher's tenure was marked by an unwavering commitment to her conservative and neoliberal principles, reshaping the British economic and political landscape. Thatcher's approach to governance was uncompromising. Eschewing consensus, she pursued a bold agenda that included a tough stance against Argentina during the Falklands War, sweeping cuts to social welfare spending, the deregulation of London's financial markets, and the widespread privatization of state-owned enterprises. Her determination to dismantle the status quo was evident in her autocratic leadership style, which left little room for dialogues with her political adversaries, particularly the opposition Labour Party. One of the most defining and controversial aspects of her legacy was her unyielding battle against the miners' unions during the 1984 coal industry strike. The confrontation was emblematic of Thatcher's broader economic strategy, which aimed to scale back government intervention and foster a free market economy driven by private competition. However, this came with significant consequences. The government's withdrawal of support for the mining sector, amidst a backdrop of overproduction, ignited a clash with the unions that ended in job losses for thousands, highlighting the human cost of Thatcher's reforms. Thatcher's policies did find favor among business leaders and companies, who benefited from the new, deregulated free market environment. Yet, the adverse effects of her economic reforms, particularly the job losses and reduced social welfare support, left deep divisions in British society. The Iron Lady's enduring impact on Britain is a testimony to her forceful personality and her firm belief in the principles of conservatism and neoliberalism. However, it also serves as a reminder of the social and economic upheaval that can accompany radical change, framing the Thatcher years as a period of significant transformation, with consequences that reverberated through the lives of countless individuals. Part 7, Deng Xiaoping and Andrew Grove, Shaping the Modern World Through Open Markets and Innovation. The landscape of the global economy and the technological boom of the late 20th century were significantly shaped by two remarkable figures, Deng Xiaoping of China and Andrew Grove of Intel. Each in their respective domains laid foundational changes that have propelled the world into a phase of unprecedented growth and technological advancement. Deng Xiaoping's ascent to the helm of China's political landscape in 1978 marked the beginning of a transformative era for the nation. Breaking away from the insular policies of his predecessors, Xiaoping catalyzed China's emergence as a global manufacturing titan. By opening the doors to foreign investments and championing export-led growth, he not only rejuvenated China's economy, but also integrated it into the global market. His strategic moves saw China join the ranks of the World Trade Organization, cementing its position as a leading economic force. The fruits of Xiaoping's labors are evident today, with China dominating the production of a vast array of goods, from everyday items to high-tech electronics. Parallel to Xiaoping's economic reforms, another revolution was unfolding in the realm of technology and business practices, spearheaded by Andrew Grove at Intel. A Hungarian emigrant turned influential businessman, Grove's journey from fleeing communism to becoming a cornerstone of the American tech industry is nothing short of inspiring. At Intel, Grove implemented a management philosophy that emphasized accountability and seamless communication across departments, challenging the traditional hierarchical corporate structure. His insistence on maintaining robust investment in research and development, even during economic downturns, was visionary. Perhaps his most lasting legacy is Intel's pivot to specializing in microprocessors under his leadership, a move that has had far-reaching implications for the digital age, powering gadgets and systems that define modern life. Deng Xiaoping and Andrew Grove, though operating in vastly different arenas, both understood the importance of openness to change, whether it be in welcoming global participation in one's economy or in fostering innovation within a company. Xiaoping's strategies transformed China into a powerhouse of global manufacturing, while Grove's forward-thinking approach at Intel reshaped the technological landscape. Together, their legacies illustrate the profound impact of embracing globalization and innovation, setting the stage for a world that is more connected and technologically advanced than ever before. Final summary. At the heart of our interconnected global village are the visionary leaders and relentless innovators whose actions and decisions have woven the fabric of modern globalization. This journey through time highlights the indelible marks left by figures such as Genghis Khan, whose empire laid early conduits for cultural and economic exchange, and explorers like Prince Henry, who pushed the boundaries of the known world. It celebrates the financial acumen of the Rothschilds and the strategic brilliance of figures like John D. Rockefeller, whose enterprises set the stage for global capitalism. We have also delved into the transformative leadership of political figures like Deng Xiaoping, who opened China's doors to the world, and cultural exchanges made possible by technological pioneers like Andrew Grove at Intel. Each story underscores a shared truth: that globalization is not merely a phenomenon of economies or technologies, but a tapestry of human ambition, curiosity, and ingenuity. As we stand in the present, looking back at the trails blazed by these remarkable individuals, we're reminded that our modern world, with all its complexities and opportunities, is built on the foundations they laid. Their legacies, a testament to the power of vision and action, continue to influence and shape the fabric of our daily lives in a globalized society. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.